Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura boys basketball coach Jake Young. Several ball games to talk about here over the last couple of weeks. Go back to the 17th. You traveled over to Britt. Always a battle between Britt and Garner, and this one was no exception, but you guys were able to really shut them down in the fourth quarter to pull away for a 62-43 win.
Yeah, like you said, definitely a rivalry game, and it's always fun going out over there and play and getting our best games. This is the time of the season you really need to figure out where you're at, and just all these conference games, you really got to show up and play in order to win. I mean, if you have an off night, you're gonna lose. And going over there, it was really nice to see our guys step up. Some other guys, Aiden Shizzle stepped up, had some three-pointers. He kind of got left open. They were a little more focused on our other guards, so it was good to see him step up along with other guys just making plays.
And a big night from Drew, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. I'm guessing you're going to take a line like that from him every night.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive when you look back, but that's just his that's how he goes into every game. He wants to really read the defense. If they're going to double him or really pack the paint on him, he's going to dish it off to somebody and have the trust that they're going to make the shot or make a play. And definitely 10 rebounds. You don't really even notice it during the game, but he's very active on the glass. And then, he finds his time to go score. Once he's distributed some, he gets those one-on-one matchups and really takes advantage.
And then on Friday, last Friday, took on Belmont down in Belmont. And they're very scrappy, but you guys jumped on them early and 75-33.
Yep, Belmont's been playing a lot better basketball, and we knew we'd have to go down there and execute in order to win. It was nice to see us come out and really execute offensively. Sometimes when we get in trouble is when we turn the ball over and the other team's getting in transition. We can't get our defense set. So for the most part, we were able to, get a great shot on offense, get back on defense, and really take away their penetration. I mean, that's where they're dangerous. Could have done a little bit better on the glass, but, credit to them. Like you said, they're scrappy. They're going to get some offensive rebounds. They're going to get in transition. So thought we did a good job of limiting them for the most part and really shutting it down the second half there.
So you picked up the win there coming into this week now. Go over to Bishop Garrigan, always a tough place to play. And this one went right down to the wire, but you guys were able to pick up the win 57-56.
Yeah, like I said, you got to bring your A game every night or else you're gonna take a loss, and that was no exception. It's a tough place to play at Garrigan, and they really brought the intensity. We had a good first half, took the lead into half, but they came out the third quarter and really just outworked us. They got in the paint. They really just wanted that physical battle, and it took us a while to recover from that. Credit to our guys going through that drought, coming back in the fourth quarter, really resetting themselves. And I know Cale Johnson hit a couple big shots, and then Drew hit the shot at the end, but really just resilience in midway through the fourth quarter when they could have easily gave up down double digits, I believe. So, yeah, just proud of the guys, the way they persevered through that. And, you're not going to have your A game every night, but that was certainly good to see us pull through in a tough environment.
So then last night got to come back home, and always a tough team. Coach Menke and Lake Mills come down, and tight game throughout, and they were just able to outscore you in the fourth quarter as they picked up the win 73-58.
Exactly. That's kind of what we told our guys at the beginning of the game. It's going to take four quarters to beat a good team like that. And really, I thought our guys went toe-to-toe. That third quarter was a lot of fun. There was some really good offense. Teams were hitting shots both ways, just really good offense. So it was really fun to see them and how high they can go, how much potential we have just to go out and play basketball and score. And, that fourth quarter had it right where we wanted to, within a few points. And, credit to them. They got a lot of experience over there. They know how to play. They know how to close. So that's, they just made a couple more plays down the end, and the ball didn't bounce our way the way we wanted it to a couple times, and that's just basketball. So tough team, but at the end of the day, happy with our effort, happy the way we came out, and just went toe-to-toe.
And then today you were supposed to play Newman Catholic, but obviously the weather has nixed that. Is that game going to be made up, or are you not sure yet?
That's a good question. I haven't heard yet, so I really hope so. You know, they're a quality team, and we want to get as many games in before districts. But it's been one of those years. You just got to take it as it comes and hope for the best.
And then next week, a big week already, three ball games with the makeup with Humboldt, and then you've got Clear Lake and North Union, a couple more teams that are really going to test you.
Yep, and that's what we want. I mean, we want to face the best competition at the end of the season here and really really find out what our weaknesses are. That's what you want to try and cover up and mask as much as you can in district play and, you know, just see what our potential is. Those are the teams that we want to play. We know that if we play our best, we can play with those guys, and that's just that's the standard that we want to be at. So excited for our guys to see what happens in the next couple weeks.
Well, Jake, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
That's Garner Hayfield Ventura boys basketball coach Jake Young.